Clive Clark, the head boys basketball coach, of course, with the South Central Calhoun Titans joining us here as we take a look at the 2024-2025 season. Titans had a great year last year, going 17-6 and sharing the Twin Lakes Conference Championship at 10-1. Clive, appreciate you joining us here today. How you doing?
Good, Jeff. Good to talk to you.
You bet, Coach. You guys always seem to have good off seasons. How was the off season for the Titans this year?
Well, we had some players made some real progress. You know, we've got a number of athletes that are in several sports, and but we had some that spent a fair amount of time, and we got a little bit of team activity, and so we made some progress there, but we definitely need to get started next week.
Coach, six straight years of 17 wins or more right now for this program. What do you attribute the kind of the recent really good run of success to, and how much do you think that'll help maybe inspire this team to continue to put in work?
Well, I attribute to the success to the terrific athletes that we've had. They were talented, hardworking, and good to work with, and so we've been fortunate to have that group, and we have a good group again next year. But we've been fortunate in many ways.
What do you think the strength of this group this season's going to be?
I think they'll play well together. Our senior leadership is good. And we'll try to be very good defensively. And a lot of our success depends upon just developing offensively.
Coach, we were talking the other day in our Rewind program that, you know, we had both Cole Higgins and Andrew Anderson in the potential as some of our top players, you know, coming back from last season. Mentioned there that, you know, Andrew, one of those guys that probably could have scored more in the past, but you had so many other guys that could score. He just understood his role was to do something different. We kind of felt like he was a guy that we might see score more. Is he going to be one of the guys that's going to jump in and help Cole offensively? And who are the other guys you're looking at to maybe pick up some of the, you know, the scoring loss that you had from last year's group?
I think that's true what you said about Andrew. I think he will he'll do whatever we need done. He handles the ball really well. He can pass well. He can shoot from the perimeter and also penetrate. And I do think his scoring average will be higher, but he'll draw a lot of attention. Cole, of course, he was Andrew's third team all conference last year. Cole's first team all conference. Cole averaged 15 last year. He'll draw a lot of attention. So we need other people to be able to contribute. And there's a number of possibilities. It's going to depend a lot how practice goes early. And then we're trying to develop as we go along during the season. But Caleb Gaffney is a returning junior perimeter player. Charlie Natras, returning junior inside, can play inside, but can also play outside, handles the ball well. Grady Isaacs is our third senior, and he spent a lot of time this summer. He can shoot it well from the catch and shoot three, and then he also can handle the ball well, and I think he'll contribute. Two sophomores that played a lot this summer, Gary Krause and Evan Myers, have a lot of potential. I didn't mention Derek Green's a good shooter, Noah Hendricks, good ball handler and shooter from the perimeter. Carson Shaver is a good defender and handles the ball well. And so all of those players could contribute, and maybe there's always somebody else. And so we'll see what develops.
Sounds like you feel like you've got some depth coming into the season.
Well, I think we'll develop it. Many of the guys I mentioned didn't get a lot of varsity time last year, but they got a whole lot of junior varsity time. And they're good all around athletes. They participate in other sports, They're all a year older. That always makes a difference. And so there's a lot of potential there, I think.
Coach, last few years you guys have had a lot of guys that really shoot it well, and you shot, it seemed like, quite a few threes. Is that going to be a similar offense this year, or do you have kind of a different grouping of kids on the offensive end this year, and we'll see maybe some different changes to the offensive style and scheme?
Well, I think we want to be like most people these days. We want to be effective from the 3-point line, and if we are, then it allows us, better penetration, better feeds inside, and but we'd like to have on the floor some shooters like everybody, and I think we will.
Defensively, what's the game plan going to be this season?
We'll do what we've done pretty consistently lately, and we've been fairly good defensively, and it's definitely it's really our first priority. I mean, if we can defend, we don't have to score as much. If we can defend, it's for us, it's frustrating for the opponent. And it just playing well at that end makes you better at the other end. If you're getting have a positive result at one end, it's going to influence the other end, and so that's our objective.
A lot of times people will probably ask you about replacing the scorers from last year. You mentioned Keegan Sword. He was a guy that really rebounded, averaged about 11 a game for you last year. How do you pick up his loss inside, especially maybe with the defensive rebounds?
Well, yeah, he's an outstanding athlete. I think he's had a good fall football in Iowa Western, and he'll be fun to watch in the future. He's a big, he was quite an athlete. We've got a lot of the guys that I mentioned are capable of rebounding well. They don't have that height potential, but they've got. They're physical and smart and aggressive, and so we've got any one of those guys, and we're going to have to be able to rebound with some perimeter players, just like everybody else too. That's definitely a challenge, and we'll see what we can do.
Coach, I mentioned at the beginning of the interview that you guys shared that conference crown. You and Emmitsburg both going 10-1 a year ago in the conference, and then you had East Sac and Newell Fonda and Manson Northwest Webster kind of right behind you, and Alterill, you had a strong team. I think they graduated quite a bit, but how do you see the conference break down, and where can the Titans fit into the race this season?
Well, Emmitsburg will have a very good team. Our returning players that started the last 2 years as sophomores and juniors, and they were good players as sophomores. That'll be a very good team. Manson, I think, will be very good. Some of their key players last year are back and are now seniors, and I think they'll be very good. And then there's always somebody who you didn't expect because some of these people we haven't seen for a year, and you never know how it's developed. And so there'll always be somebody else. So we look to compete, and those are the primary teams that you would expect going in that you would be competing with.
Non-conference schedule, Coach, looks to be pretty daunting as well. You guys got Spencer, Maple Valley, Antinoto, Charter Oak, Eutin, OABCIG all on the road. Storm Lake, St. Mary's, Humboldt at home, and I know you got Storm Lake at the end of the year. How do you like how that breaks down and how it fits into the schedule this year, kind of in between some of your conference matchups?
Add to that Webster City. I don't think they appear on your schedule. There was some confusion somewhere, but that's a game we've played for several years early in the season, and that's a good one too. All those games help us. A number of them are 3A schools, several of them are 3A schools, and that's always a good experience, whether it's at home or on the road. So we think the schedule really is built to help us develop, and It has in the past, and I'd expect that this year.
Well, Coach, as always, we enjoy getting a chance to talk to you. Look forward to the season. Always fun watching your coach and your guys go out and play. They play so hard. So looking forward to the year and looking forward to catching up with you on a regular basis again this year.
I just want to mention Caden Dorman. We talked about all our players that are back, and he would be back, but he was injured in football, and he's had surgery, and he won't be participating either in basketball or wrestling during the winter season. And he has been just an outstanding athlete at SCC in four sports, and also an outstanding leader. And he's had more than his share of time on the sideline due to injury. And we're going to miss him just like the other teams have missed him. And but he's going to do well in the future, and we wish him the best.
You bet, Coach Clay.
And I also want to mention, I also need to mention DJ Erkenbrock, my assistant, who's a jack of all trades here at SCC. And so he's coming off the football sideline and helping in basketball.
You bet, Coach. And with Caden, we wish that young man the best. And I know I get a chance to catch up with him later in the volleyball season. So hopefully he's doing all right. But, yeah, we appreciate you joining us, Coach, and looking forward to catching up with you again here soon.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Clive Clark again with the South Central Calhoun Titans, back with more of our boys basketball preview show coming up here on KCIM.